Hello friends, welcome back to the next chapter of Six Sigma, and that is chapter number 15, Six Sigma Project Selection Process. A very important process, project selection process. We have to select the Six Sigma projects in such a way that they benefit our customer and they benefit our organization too. Picking right Six Sigma projects. With a Six Sigma project, the solution for the issue should be unknown. Till now, we have seen that people will pick up the projects for which solution is already known in the house. Then what is the use? They will take a shortcut. They will take such a project for which solution is already known in the books of the organization. And so, they will do some small actions and show that the solution is achieved. The solution statement is achieved. No. We must have a Six Sigma project. The solution for the issue is totally unknown in the organization. Then, project selection and building organizational support through the project champion or sponsor are the two critical factors in achieving success. Champion and the people above champion, that is the PELT team, their support is very much necessary in the Six Sigma projects. The major difference between general improvement projects and a Six Sigma project is the focus on improving a process by shifting the average result and reducing the variation or both. The average of the 1000 parts what we have checked. If the average, that is the X bar, is not in the middle of the tolerance, it is shifted by, let us say, 1.5 sigma or so, we have to work towards bringing it to the center of the tolerance. We have to reduce the standard deviation, that also we have discussed. So, we have to bring the average of the result in the middle of the tolerance, and we have to reduce the variation, that is the standard deviation, to the least possible in such a way that the tolerance total specification of the customer, upper specification limit minus lower specification limit, that is the total tolerance, become equal to 12 sigma, and whereas the spread of the process is 6 sigma. And in that case, we will definitely achieve a DPMO of less than 3.4. Picking the right project is a key responsibility of organizational leadership, PELT. Picking the right projects, because they know the total strategical requirement of the company. So, they will definitely take the final decision in selecting the projects. Resources are limited. We don't have whatever money they need. Our resources are limited. So, set priorities on Six Sigma project specifically for process improvement. So, each project supports the criteria. One by one, I will explain you the criteria. And the first criteria is very obvious, and that is it directly benefits two key customers. Now, why I have used the key customers? Actually, it should benefit all the customers. But we have definitely some key customers who are loyal to us, who are committed to us, who have been with us for a long time, who are going to be with us for a long time. So, first of all, we have to select such customers and work for them. They should be beneficial to key customers. So, we have to list the specific customers and benefits expected. Improved customer service is a good process goal for scheduling, warehousing, shipping and production planning. First thing, customer, always. Then, it provides a direct link to the strategic goals of the organization. Yes, it should benefit the customer, but same time, it should benefit the strategic goals of the organization. For each project proposed, list each specific strategic goal that is linked to the project. If at least one strategic goal for the project cannot be identified, take the project off the list. We don't want a project which doesn't benefit the strategic goal of the organization. It directly impacts the key business objectives. Our key business objective, for example, is profitability. For each proposed project, specify how it will impact a key business objective, such as customer satisfaction, such as profitability, such as market position. How it will benefit this, that we have to see for each proposed project. It improves a process in a measurable way. We have discussed this earlier, CTQ, critical to quality, critical to the customer. List all the critical to quality processes. Henceforth, in this chapter, I am going to discuss the CTQ trees. I am going to discuss the level 1 processes, level 2 processes, and all these processes from where we can select our projects which will ultimately benefit the strategic goals of the organization. Set an organizational goal for sigma level attainment. How much sigma level you want to get? Today's sigma level is, let us say, 1.5 only, or 2 or 2.5. How much we can improve? 5, 5.5, 6, 4.5, like that. Then rank the CTQs and work in order with the worst listed first. Financial contribution. We must have 6 sigma projects which definitely contribute to the finance of the organization. Does the project meet the minimum financial contribution to the bottom line profitability or top line growth? An organization may want to establish a minimum financial impact based on expected project cost, which often can be rupees 15 lakhs or 30 lakhs for major projects. Each Six Sigma project must give me the benefit of, let us say, 15 lakh rupees per year. Does the overall Six Sigma process contribute enough to financial results or not? If it is not, then we will take the project off the list. 2% of gross sales is a useful guideline. 2% of the gross sales, that is the target. It can be 15 lakhs, 30 lakhs, but it should be minimum 2% of the gross sales. Efficacy of a business process. What is efficacy? Efficacy is efficiency and effectiveness. So, how do we define the efficacy? Efficacy of a business project is decided by two aspects. How effectively it meets the voice of the customer. That is effectiveness. I will give one funny example of effectiveness. Customer has come to your organization and he wants coffee without sugar. He is sitting there waiting for the result. The fellow goes, doesn't come back in time. After a long time, he comes and gives him a tea with sugar. He wanted coffee without sugar, and what he gets is tea with sugar. You can imagine what he must be feeling. We must have in our process such an effectiveness that customer should get what he wants in whatever time he wants. That is the effectiveness. That is the efficacy of the process. CTQ. Then, when he wants coffee, it should not be cold. Otherwise, he would order a cold coffee. But he actually wants hot coffee. So, the temperature should be optimum. How efficiently it meets business objectives. What is the input? What is the output? Output should be more than the input. That is the efficiency. The Six Sigma project must address a strategic process that improves the company's quality and profitability. Quality is for customer, profitability is for the organization. So it improves quality as well as profitability as well as the satisfaction of its customers, and that goes without saying. If the customer is not satisfied, the everything is of no use. Critical to quality. Earlier we have discussed this, but today I am going to impress in your mind what is critical to quality really. And that I will give some examples of critical to quality. CTQs are the key measurable characteristics of a product or a process whose performance standards or specification limits must be met in order to satisfy the customer, because customer wants something. Till he gets that, he is not going to get satisfied, and so such things are called as CTQs. These outputs, CTQs are outputs. These outputs represent the product or service characteristics defined by the customer, and that customer need not be only external customer, he can be internal customer also. Then we have earlier seen the CTQ tree. We'll plot a CTQ tree. Defining quality can be a challenge. It's possible that we overlook factors that customer care about. This is when the critical quality trees are very useful. We are going to plot a critical quality tree now. Critical quality trees are diagram based tools that help you to develop and deliver high quality products and services. You use them to translate broad customer needs. Customer needs, order fulfillment. It's a broad need. But what are the CTQs for that order fulfillment in time? That we have to see. If order fulfillment of the customer's order is the level 1 process, what are the CTQs of that level 1 process? That we will see in detail now. You use them to translate broad customer needs into specific, actionable, measurable performance requirements. I say SMART requirements. This is the CTQ tree. What is the need of the customer? And these are the three drivers which actually fulfill the need, and what should be the performance requirement of each driver. General, I have plotted this. But I will go to the specifics now. Look at this. You use CTQ trees by first identifying the critical needs of the customers. This is what your product or service must deliver, because customer is not going to be happy unless these are delivered. For example, if you are launching a new website, the need might be, must be accessible on a smartphone. I have a smartphone. I have launched a website, but I don't want to see in my computer or a laptop. I must see the website on my smartphone. That is my critical need. I don't want to go to the laptop. I want that website to be seen on my smartphone, and that is my need. No. Then for each need, you identify its quality driver. What drivers are there so that I can fulfill these customer needs? What is the customer need? That I should be able to see the website on my smartphone. Very clear. These are the factors that customer will use to evaluate the quality of your product. For example, for the need must be accessible on a smartphone, the quality driver, one of the quality driver can be must display properly on smartphone web browsers. Smartphone web browsers are there, on that it should display. Otherwise, it will not be seen on the smartphone. Then, what is the requirement for this? Finally, you identify measurable performance requirements that each driver must satisfy if you are to actually provide a high quality product. Without these requirements, you have no way to actually measure the performance. So, for example of this, what is the requirement? Display as required on the 5 most smartphone web browsers. There are various web browsers on the smartphone. On the each 5 most popular smartphone web browsers, it should be displayed. So, we have to take such steps that fulfill the customer needs. Step 1, identify critical needs. I have given one funny example that customer gives you a ring and he expects that you lift the phone in just 3 rings. Or One more example I was always giving, that customer gives you a service call and he expects that from that call, within 8 hours, your boy, service person, is in his premises to deliver him the service. Maybe that is his critical need. Because if he doesn't reach within 8 hours, customer is going to lose lakhs of rupees of production, because that machine which is broken down is feeding to 10 more machines. 10 more people are idling because of the breakdown of this machine. So that is the critical need, that once the customer gives you a service call, you are required to reach his premises within less than 8 hours. That may be the critical need. So identify critical needs. You must first need to identify the critical needs. Do a CTQ tree for every need that you identify. Every need. Every customer's requirement. Every level one process. What is critical for this product or service? What is critical? Because of what customer becomes unhappy? Because of what customer wants to go away from us? Because of what he is frustrated? What is his critical need? What is the critical need for the service or for the product? And identify this. It is best to define these needs in broad terms. This will help to ensure that you don't miss anything. If you can't ask customers directly, everything, every time, it is not possible to go to the customer. What is your need, sir? You should identify yourself by asking the people who are with the customer, who deal with customers directly, their needs. Ask them what that customer needs. Tell me, I will do that. Sales people, customer service people, ask them. You will know what are the customer needs. Make a beginning with customer needs. Customer comes first, organization comes next. First of all, ask yourself, what are the critical needs of the customer? Identify quality drivers. Then, which are the drivers which I have to work on so that I fulfill these needs? The drivers you must identify. There may be 3, 4, 5 drivers on which, if I work, the needs will be fulfilled. So identify quality drivers. Then identify performance requirements. What performance these drivers must give so that customer is happy? I will take one specific example of all this. Once you completed a CTQ tree for each critical need, you will have a list of measurable requirements that you must meet. For example, I will give one specific example. Look at this. Customer need is good customer service. A very broad statement. Good customer service. What does it mean? It is a very broad and very big word. But I have to give good customer service. For that, what I have to do? Tell me. Then you will get answer, who are the drivers for this critical need? This is the quality driver, waiting time. Customer doesn't like to wait. If I go to a doctor and sit in the OPD, I expect that the doctor calls me within 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I am sick. I am having fever. I can't wait for 1 hour and 1.5 hours. My expectation is, I am respectfully called by the doctor within 5 minutes. That is my critical need, because my full body is paining. I am not able to sit there. I am not able to wait. So, doctor must call me respectfully within some 5 minutes or so. Waiting time. So, what are the performance requirements? 90% of customers are satisfied with waiting time. I should have such a waiting time. I should have such a low waiting time that 90% of the patients are happy with the waiting time. Or in case of the automobile customers, 90% of the customers are happy that the serviceman reaches their premises within the time expected by them. 90% of the customers are happy. That is the requirement. Or all phone calls are answered within 20 seconds. Many times I have said this. Phone calls are sometimes not answered at all. Customer expects that they are answered within 3 rings. And 90% of the purchases and refunds process within 2 minutes. That is the performance requirement. So that waiting time is less. Waiting time is less. Customer is happy. So first quality driver is waiting time. If I go to a hotel, I order idli sambar and I have to wait there for 1 hour. How do you like it? I have certain expectation that idli sambar is a running item and I should get it within 3 minutes or 5 minutes maximum. And that too in very hot condition I should get. It should not be cold. It should not be, you know, old thing. It should be a very fresh thing, hot thing, within 3 minutes I should get. Otherwise, I will walk out. So, if you have to make the customer happy, maybe the first quality driver is waiting time. Then, if you have to give good customer service, the next quality driver is pleasant staff. The staff must welcome the customer, smiling face. Maybe when I go to a departmental stores, some receptionist comes or some person comes smiling to me and say, sir, please have this cold drink. He offers me a Sprite and then he welcomes me, welcome sir to our store. Pleasant staff. Maybe that is the real driver which customer needs as a good service. Service is not only repairing the machine. Service is not only repairing the engine. The pleasant attitude, welcome, treatment is also important. So, pleasant staff, all the staff should be trained in such a way that they always smile and welcome the customer and give the information willingly. Then, good customer service has one more driver, that is refund policy. 80% of the customers are satisfied with the refund policy, then customer is happy. Customer must get his money back within shortest possible time. So like that, we have to ask the questions, what makes customer happy? What creates good customer service? And what should be the requirement? For example, pleasant staff, all customers are greeted within 30 seconds of entering the stores. Pleasant staff, all customer facing staff to smile genuinely when interacting with customers. Very, very difficult. We people don't know how to smile. Customers come, we treat them with a long face. That is not correct. Customer feels very bad. So, these are the needs of the customer and these are the quality drivers and these are requirements of that particular driver. Example number 2. I will give one more example. The project is a new standard of netbook, laptop. Perhaps a customer's requirement is that the netbook is light and small. He wants a small netbook. The first step has a lot of substance, all of which are directly related to what customer is looking for. Try to identify at least 3 or 5 requirements. How I can give him a netbook which he likes. He wants a light and small netbook. What are the drivers so that actually I can create such a netbook? Maybe the netbook should be able to run high quality graphics. If the netbook is small, customer is not happy only with that. He also wants that the netbook should be able to run high quality graphics for media playback or video games also. Not only the small size. Then it should have a fast processor. Suppose the netbook is small and the processor is very slow, he will throw it out. He wants that also. then it should have a high level of customization such as laptop color, design, and last but not the least, affordable price. He wants a small netbook, but he is not happy only with that. Suppose you give him a small netbook and the processor is slow, price is high, nobody will take it. So these are the customer needs. These goals are of course achieved with open dialogue between both the team working on the CTQ as well as the customer. Then it is time to set measurements for the requirement, that is, that discussion begins on how realistic the requirements are. Can the netbook still be light and small if it has the ability to run high quality graphics? Can an affordable price be had? If all these things I am able to give, can I give affordable price to him? The last step is to confirm the requirements that the customers have set for the product, and that those requirements can be met by the company or the manufacturer. Again, open discussion is advised in order to get to point where both the customer and the company are happy with the projected ideas and expectations. Maybe we have to have a table talk with customer. And then we definitely know the customer needs, and then we know the drivers which will fulfill these customer needs. The main points a CTQ tree are to make sure that the needs of the customer are met, and I have spoken about that netbook. All the customer needs, we know all the customer needs, all these are CTQs, and then converted into a reasonable and detailed project plan. It also helps the team working on the project get from the idea stage, that of the needs and requirements of the customer, to the planning stage, that is the stage in which design is put. Netbook, small, affordable price, high quality graphics, and so on. Everything must be put into that. These are all the customer needs. Then maybe one by one we have to select and take a project. The time it takes for the completion of a CTQ tree is dependent on when the needs are met and if any more ideas come to the table. We will now discuss some projects that directly benefit the customers. We will take some level 1 processes and then we will find out the CTQs for that level 1 process. Henceforth, we are not going to discuss in general, we are going to discuss specifically how the CTQ tree will be made, which are the level 1 processes, what are the CTQs, and how they will be met. We will take one very good example. Some examples of common core business processes are new product development, that is a common business process. New product development, and what customer wants is it should be done in the shortest possible time which he is specifying. Then order generation, we have to generate the orders and then fulfill them. Then order fulfillment, then customer service. Customer service is also a process, level 1 process. Acquisition and then purchasing, and these are the level 1 processes. What we will do is, one of these level 1 processes of business we will take for analysis, and that is order fulfillment process. We will take one process, order fulfillment. Let us analyze this. What are the CTQs? When we say we have to fulfill the order, what are the customer expectations from that process, order fulfillment process? What are the critical needs of the customer? Customer expects that delivery should be on time, ease of doing business should be there, not that hundreds of forms he has to fill, so many things he has to fulfill, and then somehow he gets. Ease of doing business is also very, very important customer need. Billing accuracy, accurate billing. If there are any mistakes in billing, customer is very unhappy about that. Billing accuracy, invoice accuracy, everything should be very accurate. Then packaging performance, he should get the material in such a packet that in spite of the long journey, long transport, there should not be any transit damage. If there is transit damage to his product, he gets very upset. So, his need is no transit damage. So, his packing performance is very important. We have to design the packing so that customer gets the product without any damages or any rust. Then product performance, definitely not to tell, product performance has to be up to the mark required by the customer. Then time to repair. In case the car or engine fails after some time, then time to repair is also a very important critical need. Shortest time to repair. Why? Because customer's production is held up. He is losing lakhs of rupees every day. His critical need is the time to repair is as short as possible. Critical need. Then product dimensions, length of the side panel. The dimensions must be as per the drawing. If they are different, the product will not be fitted in his premises. He will have a lot of problems there. So all these are critical needs of the customer. What are the critical needs? For what? They are critical need for the order fulfillment as the common core business. Level 1 process. Level 1 processes. These are the level 1 processes. I have taken one for example, order fulfillment, and the critical CTQs are on-time delivery, ease of doing business, billing accuracy, packaging performance, product performance, time to repair, product damage. I will analyze each CTQ. I will make a CTQ tree for each CTQ. And for example, now for you, I have created one CTQ tree for one CTQ, that is on-time delivery. Customer wants always, he wants on-time delivery. For example, somebody sends me a book by courier. My critical need is that on 25th of the month, in the morning at 8 o'clock, I must get that book at that time or before that. That is my critical need. And that must be fulfilled. Order fulfillment. On-time delivery. On-time delivery is the CTQ for which I have plotted this CTQ tree. I will explain this CTQ tree for the CTQ, which is on-time delivery, and you know all the CTQs are Y, and I must find X for that Y. X is the input which I have to control by making a control plan. First of all, I will analyze this CTQ, that is on-time delivery. If on-time delivery is the CTQ, the drivers like Y1 are forecast accuracy. Forecast must be accurate. You should be able to accurately calculate the forecast for the orders, customer order. So, more accurate the forecast is, more is the on-time delivery, because then you will be really planning your production as per that. Then the second driver is assembly and packaging cycle time. Very, very important and very, very obvious. Cycle time has to be least possible, and then only you can fulfill the order on time delivery, and then only your customer will be happy. So Y2 is the most important driver, because assembly and packaging cycle time, if it is fluctuating from 4 days, let us say, to 8 days, to 1 month, if it is not consistent, the customer will be disturbed. So, this is a very, very important driver. Y2, assembly and packaging cycle time. Then, productivity. What is your efficiency? What is your productivity? In one shift of 8 hours, how much that man assembles? 1000? 1100? 1500? That is his productivity. And more the productivity, that means more production, in least possible manpower is the productivity. For on-time delivery, what is important is the productivity of the operator and productivity of the machine. If there is many machines are under breakdown, the available time of the machine is very less. Then productivity will be less and then delivery will not be on time. So, just you can see for this CTQ, critical to quality, these are the drivers. And fourth driver is standard test methods. If the test methods are not standardized, then what you will be measuring will be erroneous. There will be bias and the customer will say, no, this is not okay. Though as per your test method, the component is okay, as per the customer's test method, the component will not be okay and it will be rejected. So on-time delivery is not only delivery of products, but delivery of good products. On-time delivery is delivery of not only boxes, but in that boxes, there should be proper quantity, proper quality, proper packaging. So on-time delivery, these are the drivers. What are the excess for these drivers? Forecast accuracy, how can it come? It can come if the accuracy of customer usage data is proper. How much is the customer requirement for last months? How much he has taken from you? What is the usage data? What is his production? What is his requirement for last months? Accurately you should know. Then only you can forecast. For example, he has consumed average 500 numbers for last 12 months. Then your forecast can be calculated properly. If you don't know what is his usage data, then forecast accuracy will be poor. So first of all, we have to see how accurate our customer usage data is. Then demand variability, that from month to month, season to season, his demand varies. What is the variability in the demand? What is the actual usage and what is the variability in the demand? For example, demand in the rainy season will be less, in the winter will be more, and so on. So you should know what is the variability in the demand. Otherwise, your forecast will not be accurate. If you simply go on arithmetical averages, then the whole thing will be very erroneous. So you should know the demand variability. You should know the customer usage, and then you can actually forecast the proper production. Then forecast frequency. That means whether you forecast for every month or whether you forecast for a quarter and all that, it depends. So first and foremost thing for customer to get on-time delivery is your accurate forecast. Because then if your forecast is accurate, your production will be planned properly and then it will be processed in time and then customer will get it in time. If your forecast is erroneous, suddenly customer will give some order and then you will not be able to fulfill it in time. Then second thing, as I said, very, very important is the cycle time of assembly and packaging. If it is fluctuating, then customer will not get the delivery in time. So what are the things? Materials availability. I don't say that you should have a lot of materials in your inventory, but then you should have suppliers who give you the materials just in time. They are nearby your area. They are on the one phone call or one computer, email or supplier relationship planning. He is running and he will give you the order. He will give you the supply. Maybe if you want it at 2 o'clock, he will give before 2 o'clock. So, very, very important is material availability in time, just in time, so that I don't have to create stocks of the parts and then my inventory also is in control. But material is available in time. If material is not available in time, my delivery will never be in time. Second is line downtime. If I have too many breakdowns, if the available machine time is very less, then my delivery will not be on time. Very, very important is the maintenance, total productive maintenance of machines. preventive maintenance of machines, predictive maintenance of machines. All machines should be in running condition, working condition, good condition, so that my line downtime is very, very less, so that I can assemble and pack in time, so that I can do the delivery in time. Then change over cycle time. If I have to change the setup of one product to another product, my setup time should be less. If setup time is too much, then definitely the cycle time also will be more, and then I will be not able to do the on-time delivery. So change over cycle time also is less. So the whole team has to work. So Six Sigma projects can come in this excess. I have to control the excess in order to get the Y. Then productivity. If you have to improve the productivity, you have to reduce the scrap and rework. That is the normal quality improvement projects. Then process interruptions. If process, too many interruptions are there. For example, people are going on leave. Machines are breaking down. Material is not available. Then there are some shocks. There are some unwanted things happening. For example, strikes, process interruptions, then productivity will be definitely taking a beat. Then equipment availability. If equipment and materials are not available, productivity will be less. Sometimes lot of absenteeism is also there. Productivity suffers because of that. Then fourth driver is standard test methods. What are the specifications? If specifications are not clear, then customer will definitely get the delivery, but he will reject the parts. You should know the specifications of the customer, and you should know to the reduce the specifications, and that is the control limits, so that not a single part is rejected by the customer. Then your analyst who checks the parts should be experienced one. And then gauge capability, repeatability of the gauge, reproducibility of the gauge should be okay, bias of the gauge should be okay, so that whatever I check is what customer wants. Customer specifications are fulfilled by that gauge capability, because it is repeatable and reproducible. So if I say that I produce 100 parts and all 100 parts are okay as per customer specification, customer also should feel that they are okay as per his specification, because it should answer to his gauge. It should answer to his measuring equipment also. That is very important. On-time delivery is not only delivery of parts. On-time delivery is delivery of good parts. So for that, measurement system capability also is important. So these are the why. And these are the excess. These are the inputs. I have to control the inputs so that I can get the outputs. So this is the CTQ tree for level 1 process.